A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we bring fascinating, unique topics and we talk in the light of Quran and Ahadith. We try to collect pearls of knowledge and wisdom and we share them with you. Be with us from start till end. Ask your family members to come and join, sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. You will be benefiting a lot. You will realize how much knowledge you will have gained at the end of this short, sweet and brief program. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, before we proceed ahead, let's make a few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will watch from start till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Last week, we did a program in which we talked about being with the truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fear Allah and be with the truthful. Respected viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two commandments in this verse. The very first is having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attaining taqwa. And the next one is that we should be with the truthful ones. And here the truthful ones are the pious ones, pious believers. Those they are truthful, those they are pious men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those they have tread upon the path of suluk and those they have gone onto the path of piety, those they have got the irfan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and having their company, it is what is being stressed upon. Being with them will give us the opportunity to protect our iman and to get salvation in this dunya and the hereafter. Let me tell you, in the light of a hadith, what does it mean? Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala and says, we were present in the court of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Aqa alayhi salatu wa salam of a master asked, Ayyu ural imani awthaq, meaning, which is the strongest rope of iman? Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, they said, Salah. It was replied, Salah is very good, but this is not the answer of my question. Then it was said, Zakah. It was replied, this amal, this action is very good, but this is not the answer of my question. Then it was said, the fasting of Ramadan. Then it was said, fasting is also best worship, but this is not the answer of my question. Then it was said by Sahaba Ikram, Hajj. It was replied, this is very good action, but this is not the answer of my question. Then Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan said, fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is also best ibadah, best worship, but this is not the answer of my question. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself answered the question which he had asked. No doubt, The strongest rope of Iman is that you love for the sake of Allah. For example, loving Awliya Allah. Those they are close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having their love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is holding tight to the strongest rope of Iman. Having their company, subhanAllah, which will mean that you are holding tight to the rope, which is the strongest rope of Iman. So from this we learn that loving the pious men of Allah, loving Sahaba Ikram, loving Ahlul Bayt, loving Awliya Allah, loving Ghawthu Khaja Udata, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhim. This is holding tight to the rope, which is the strongest rope of Iman. Subhanallah. And until this rope will be in our hands, it will mean that we are protecting and we are trying to protect our Iman. Alhamdulillah. Amir of Ahl Sunnah, he mentions this in the court of Ghawthul Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhu, Sultanul Awliya, King of the Saints. He says in his quote, Rasta purkhar manzil dur ban sun san hai. Ghawth, the path is full of thorns. Destination is far. And the place is deserted. It's very lonely. Al madad ay rahnuma ya ghawth a'zam dastagir. Oh my guide, please help me in this way. I need your help. Ab sirhane aao, murshid aur mujhe kalima padhao. Oh my shaykh, come. It's the time of my departure from this mortal world. Please make me recite the statement of faith, shahada. Dam labon par aagaya, ya ghawth aazam dastagir. It is the time to depart from this mortal world. Oh my shaykh, come and protect my iman. Again, this is the same thing, that being with the pious ones, being in the company of the truthful ones, will inshallah protect our iman. Loving them, having their love in our hearts is holding tight to the strongest rope of iman. The hadith you just heard is mentioned in Musnad Imam Ahmad. Now let me mention another wonderful, beautiful hadith, which is faith refreshing. And that is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala has brought this in his Sahih. Now, it is mentioned that Rasul Dhishan Makki Madani Sultan Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, the sinners will be thrown in the fire of hell. Now those pious ones who would have been forgiven by them, they will plea and request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, ikhwanuna kanu yusalluna ma'ana wa yasumuna ma'ana wa ya'maluna ma'ana. These are our brothers. They used to pray with us. They used to fast with us. And they used to do good a'mal with us. Good deeds with us. I would like to bring your attention towards a word, ma'ana. This is something important to notice. And in the verse, what we learned, wakunu ma'a sadiqeen. This connection, this relationship, ma'ana, that we used to do good deeds together. They used to pray with us. They used to fast with us. Allahu Akbar. And Quran says, be with the truthful. Kunu ma'a sadiqeen. This is the barakah of being with the truthful. This companionship, this connection, this relation is important, respected views of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. When Qahhar Azza wa Jal will be at his wrath, ghazab, and sinners would have entered into Jahannam, then the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who would have been forgiven from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will make their ma'iyyat, their companionship as a proof, as a dalil, and they will present it in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawla, you have thrown them into fire of hell, but they used to be with us. They used to fast with us. They used to pray with us. And they had attained our company. Now the words of Bukhari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, idhabu, meaning go enter in the Jahannam. Now, what does it mean? Let me pause here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the pious ones, go in Jahannam to get them out who are the sinners. And Allah will make the fire of hell haram upon those who are the pious ones. Awliya Allah. The fire will not burn them. And they will be ordered to go and get them out. Whom? Who used to be with them. And it will be said, فَمَنْ وَجَدْتُمْ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالَ دِينَارٍ مِّنْ إِيمَانٍ فَأَخْرِجُوهُ. Allahu Akbar. Whoever has iman equal to the coin of dinar, if you find anyone, go and get him out of Jahannam. Beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, those who would have been forgiven the Jahannam's fire, Allah will make haram upon Jahannam to burn the ones who are pious. And they will enter into Jahannam, and whoever they will recognize, they will get them out of Jahannam. This is the blessing of having relation. This is the barakah of having connection, nisbat of awliya, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, after hearing this beautiful hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, a question can come in our mind, right? That on the Day of Judgment, awliya Allah will also do shafa'at. Remember, the first shafa'at will only be done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which is known as shafa'ati kubra. And after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also do shafa'at. But the question is that those who would have prayed with the pious ones, with the forgiven ones, or those who would have fasted with those pious ones, those who would have done good a'mal with them, they will benefit according to that hadith, isn't it? This question can come in mind. But we have not found the time of Ghawthul Azam Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nath Ali Ajweri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Mujaddid Al-Fithani, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Radiyallahu An, right? Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, Sahaba Ikram, Awlul Bayt, Awliya Allah. The question can come that we have not prayed with them, we have not fasted with them. But will it still benefit if we love them? Their love is in our heart. Will it also benefit or not? Let's learn this from another hadith. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if there are two persons, one lives in the east and other lives in the west, they only love each other only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no other reason. Not any reason of wealth, no any reason of name or fame or any other monetary benefit. Right? They only love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was said when the day of judgment will arrive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather them both. The one who lives in east and the other lives in the west, they will be brought together. And the one who would love his fellow brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be said, هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتَ تُحِبُّهُ فِي, meaning this is the person whom you used to love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look, Allahu Akbar. Respective views of Madani, we have not seen Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu anhu, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah. I have not seen them. But alhamdulillah, we love them from the bottom of our heart. Why? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not have any monetary benefit from them. We don't love them for any other personal reason, for personal benefit. Why do we love them? Because they are the pious ones. They are the beloveds of Allah. They are closer to Allah. That's why we love them. We've got their love in our heart only for the reason of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar Kabira. A person, you see, we heard in hadith, one lives in east, another lives in the west. Maybe they would not have seen each other, very far from each other, but they just heard each other. Okay, there is somewhere a pious person lives, another one loves him. He will be brought, and on the day of judgment, it will be told to the one who used to love other person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one you used to love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we hope that on the day of judgment, we sinners, but alhamdulillah, lovers, devotees of awliya Allah, friends of awliya Allah, we will be brought and we will be said that he is the person you used to love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, azza wa jal. And respectfulness, when these friends of Allah, when these pious ones, when they will have forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not they do our shafa'at also, inshallah? Will their companionship and their love will not benefit us? Of course it will do, inshallah, azza wa jal. Nida dega munadi hashr mein yun qadriyon ko. Nida dega munadi hashr mein yun qadriyon ko. Kidhar hain qadri kar le nazara ghauf-e-azam ka. فرشتو روکتے کیوں ہو مجھے جنت میں جانے سے یہ دیکھو ہاتھ میں دامن ہے کس کا غوث عاظم کا الحمدللہ we've got love of اولیاء اللہ we've got love of سلطان الاولیاء also الحمدللہ we've got love of صحابہ اکرام we've got love of اہل البیت we've got love of انبیاء we've got love of امام الانبیاء کیسے آقاؤں کا بندہ ہوں رضا بول بالے میری سرکاروں کے انشاءاللہ عز و جل وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ and be with the truthful. This companionship, this love of truthful awliya Allah will benefit us. In this dunya, it benefits. On the day of judgment, inshallah, it will benefit us. In the tafsir of this verse, ulama have written, there are two meanings of being in the company of someone. One is physically, and one is being in the company of someone spiritually. From your heart. So if you did not physically got the company of the real role models, the real heroes of Islam, real true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at least we should have their love in our hearts. And their love will encourage us to do good deeds, to adopt their path, their footsteps, their akhlaq, their manners, their etiquettes, their life, the way they lived according to the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And when we will have that, we will become good also, inshallah, azza wa jal. Allah, Allah, karne se, Allah na mile, Allah wale hain jo Allah se mila dete. Rade, 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 har koi kenda, rade, main vi akha rade. Bin murshid de, ra niyo labda, rul mar se vich rade. It's respective, this concept of this couplet, what I just said is, that everybody wants to tread upon the righteous path, right path. This path we want to tread upon. We want to walk onto this path, which is the path of Jannah, righteousness, salvation, path to success. We want to, isn't it? Don't we? Yes, we do. But how can we do? If we give our hand in the hand of that one who has already gone onto this path, the one who knows this path, the one who is aware of this path, if he will guide us, then it will be easy for us to get to the destination, inshallah. Isn't it? If you ask a way, if you want to go somewhere, from a person who has not been to that path, that way, he will not be able to guide you, will he? But the one who has been to that path, he'll be able to guide you. Take right, take left, go there. Maybe he will take you and drop you there. So this is the concept of being with awliya Allah. Alhamdulillah, in this day and age, a living wali of this era is Maulana Sheikh Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dawat Barakatuh Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawat Islami, founder of Madani Channel. He makes us disciple of Hudur Ghawth Al-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Later, through him, we become disciple, murid of Sheikh Abdul Qadir, and Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's Baraka, we become murid of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kushakar Ramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, and he connects us to the court of Imamul Anbiya Habibullah Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Rasulullah Alaihi Salatu Wasallam take us and connect us to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this is the concept. Allah, Allah karne se Allah na mile, Allah wale hain jo Allah se mila dete. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel, with another interesting, fascinating, beautiful topic. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.